The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading from the Fantasy Book Club meeting June 24th. Nature.com has an article on the Curio coding device by Krishna Rajagopal. Paul Edwards will be having a Braille Revival League meetings called the Braille Buzz, featuring grade 3 Braille. AFB has a focus on the summer newsletter. The NNO for June 5th had an article on a blind MBA student who's suing Duke about accessibility issues. Henshaws.org.uk has 11 social distancing tips. Feelware knobs for appliances are available in England at en.feelware.eu. And if I have the time, it's a long article from the NNO by the AP called Left Out. Blind voters are feeling issues with voting by mail. That was published on the 15th of June, 2020. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Fantasy Book Club is held the fourth Wednesday of the month, this month, Wednesday, June 24th, 2020. We will continue our new format of having everybody read a new book and discuss their book choice with the group, as well as talking about a book they have previously read. We will be using Zoom platform. The software can be used on all smartphones and operating systems. The relevant info is https://zoom.us/j/56111-2974. iPhone numbers in the U.S. 1408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923. Use the meeting ID 561-112-974. International numbers are available at https://zoom.us/u/. Julia Kulak, Group Facilitator, julia.kulak@gmail.com. From nature.com, Sound Bites, Sightless Coding. For visually impaired researchers, learning to program can be challenging. A tool called Curio offers a multisensory route. Published May 12, 2020 by Constance Clare. Technology is now essential to the lives of blind people, yet many computer programs and devices aren't universally accessible, says Joe Fullerton, Technology for Life coordinator at the Royal National Institute of Blind People in Edinburgh, UK. While pursuing a master's degree in integrated product design at Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands, Krishna Rajagopal developed a tool that he thinks can help. Curio combines auditory and tactile stimuli to make coding accessible to people with visual impairments. Curio brings an exciting new perspective to programming. For the first time, blind developers have the choice of a multimodal device that could make a programmer quicker, easier, and more efficient, says Param Dustar, a software developer at the trip planning website Booking.com, who is completely blind. Nature spoke to Rajagopal, now based in Chennai, India, to learn what makes Curio tick. Why did you develop Curio? Coding has become an essential skill of the modern world, and many employers need skilled programmers for a wide variety of roles. Although many people with limited vision aspire to code just as their sighted counterparts do, they don't have equal opportunities. That's especially true in India, where I'm from, and other developing countries. I aimed to design an affordable and accessible tool that could close the gap, opening up lucrative careers to the visually impaired community. How does Curio work? Curio allows blind and partially sighted users to navigate and skim programming code. When code is written using an external keyboard or is loaded into Curio's text editor, on-screen visual elements, such as code structure and hierarchy, are translated into a pattern of moving buttons organized in rows on the device. Each row represents a line of code, and the position of the button indicates indentation. As the user navigates the code using a joystick, button positions update in real time. By pressing certain buttons, users can hear specific characters, words, lines, or pages read aloud. This allows users to correctly place the cursor for debugging. Curio is compatible with Python, Java, JavaScript, and C++ code and runs on Linux. How is Curio different from other products? What sets Curio apart is its multisensory approach to programming. Products available to visually impaired programmers are typically limited to screen readers and refreshable braille displays. Unfortunately, screen readers are designed to read natural language rather than source code, and braille displays are expensive and not widely accessible owing to a decline in braille literacy. I designed an interface that combines touch and sound to make coding easier. What's next? In January, I brought the prototype to the iSTEM Confluence, an event in India that showcases accessible products designed for scientists, technologists, engineers, and mathematicians. At this year's conference, which welcomed around 120 delegates to Bangalore, 4 visually impaired developers took Curio for a test drive. I'm now looking to collaborate with industry experts to bring it to market. Published in Nature, issue 581, 230-2020. Latest on climate sciences, engineering, and software. Nature Briefing, an essential roundup of science news, opinion, and analysis, delivered to your inbox every weekday. BrailleRevivalLeague.org, an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, ACB. Braille Revival League, BRL. BRL welcomes any person, blind or sighted, who believes in and is willing to work for the furtherance of Braille as the primary medium of literacy for people who are blind or for whom Braille is a viable method for reading and writing to become a member of this exciting affiliate. BRL is a membership organization whose purpose is to promote the teaching, production, and the broader acceptance and use of Braille as the primary tool of literacy for people who are blind. Its membership is comprised of Braille users, teachers, transcribers, Braille producers, and other individuals who are proponents and supporters of Braille. BRL believes Braille instructions should be available in all schools and other educational facilities to students who are blind or functionally blind, and that the remastering of Braille should become a required and integral part of the curriculum for the training of prospective teachers of students who are blind. Annual meeting. BRL members attend and participate in the ACB Annual State Conference, as well as in BRL's national program, and activities held during the ACB National Convention. BRL emphasizes the practical uses of Braille and its importance in the daily lives of people who are blind. BRL strongly supports the maximum availability of information in Braille for consumers by all businesses, agencies, government entities, and any other providers of goods and services. BRL advocates for an increase in the output and availability of Braille materials from printing houses, libraries, and all producers of Braille. Access PDF version of brochure does not read cleanly in screen review. DOC file of this page. Braille Memorandum. Braille Memorandum. BRL members receive the Braille Revival League's national publication, The Braille Memorandum, a comprehensive newsletter produced 2 times a year, with articles about the innovative uses of Braille, as well as personal views and opinions about the teaching, transcribing, and future code modifications of Braille. The summer edition of Focus on AFB. From the American Foundation for the Blind, expanding possibilities for people with vision loss. Although we had hoped this issue of Focus on AFB would share news from our 2020 AFB Leadership Conference, that event was unfortunately one of many to be canceled this year. But we were able to leverage our pioneering inclusive technology to make conference content available online as a virtual conference. There's a hot link for that. And you can still read about this year's remarkable Helen Keller Achievement Awards honorees, new additions to AFB staff, and more. Hot link for celebrating the 2020 Helen Keller Achievement Award winners. Until we can honor them formally at our 2021 gala, we recognize the contributions that the American Printing House for the Blind, Procter & Gamble, and Dr. Chieko Asakawa have made toward bettering the lives of people who are blind or have low vision. Learn more about their accomplishments at another hot link. AFB welcomes new Director of Research, Dr. L. Penny Rosenblum. That's a hot link. Teacher, researcher, author, these are just a few of the hats worn by L. Petty Rosenblum, Ph.D., who joined AFB in early 2020. Penny brings decades of experience to the organization, and we're happy to have her on board. Get to know AFB's Director of Research at another hot link. AFB prepares to launch Helen Keller Archive Lesson Plans hot link. Using the digital Helen Keller Archive, AFB has created fully accessible online lessons focused on Keller's life, her role in American history, and the use, function, and value of digital archives. Educate yourself on this recent initiative at the Hot Link. What does the world look like to you? Interview with Dave Steele, Hot Link. Dave Steele is an award-winning poet with 3 published volumes and is writing a series of books about and for children who are visually impaired. A public speaker, singer, and advocate for the blind, Dave was slated to MC the 2020 Helen Keller Achievement Awards ceremony before it was canceled. Find out more about Dave the Blind Poet, Steele, at the Hot Link. Learn more about AFB's efforts to create a world of no limits for people who are blind or visually impaired in the summer edition of Focus on AFB, Hot Link. Make a difference. We hope you've found this information helpful. Please consider making a donation today to support our free information, programs, and research at the Hot Link. Published June 5th in the NNO, Blind MBA sues Duke over accessibility issues. A lawsuit filed in federal court Thursday accuses Duke University of discriminating against blind students and alumni by failing to ensure they can access everything from application documents to course materials. The National Federation of the Blind said in a press release that Mary Fernandez, a blind student who began the Duke Daytime MBA program at the Fuqua School of Business 2 years ago, encountered multiple instances in which she couldn't access education materials. The release said Fernandez uses Job Access with Speech, a program that offers text-to-speech and a refreshable braille display of website pages, hard copy braille, and tactile graphics to do schoolwork. In the press release, Fernandez said she was assured by a Duke official the school would provide the accommodations she required to have equal access to education. But Fernandez experienced barriers that permeated every aspect of her educational experience, the release said. She encountered an inaccessible web app when applying for admission, couldn't access course descriptions when registering for classes, and wasn't provided timely access to course materials that were accessible. As a result, the release reads, Ms. Fernandez was continually forced to divert her time and attention away from her studies to advocate for equal access to her education. The lawsuit says Duke's actions violate the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Rehabilitation Act, which prohibit discrimination on the basis of disability. The suit claims the school's actions caused her to pay for tuition and other expenses for an educational experience that is inferior to what sighted students receive. It says she has lost career opportunities and suffered severe emotional distress. A Duke spokesperson said in an email to the News and Observer that the school would not comment on pending litigation. I expected an institution with Duke's high standards and reputation to be able to meet my needs as a blind student, and was assured that would happen, Fernandez said in the press release. Instead, my time at Duke has been something of a nightmare. I hope the action I am now taking will improve things for future blind students who want to attend Duke. The plaintiffs, Fernandez, and the National Federation of the Blind are being represented by Disability Rights NC and Baltimore-based law firm Brown Goldstein Levy. Blind students must have access to course materials in accessible formats, including Braille, along with equal access to digital platforms and content, at the same time as sighted students in order to have an equal opportunity to succeed, said Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind. Fernandez and the NFB are asking for a declaration that Duke has violated and continues to violate the Rehabilitation Act and the ADA. The lawsuit also requests an injunction requiring Duke to make course registration and job search software accessible, provide fully accessible course materials in a timely manner, and make all resources for alumni accessible. Fernandez is also asking for an unspecified amount of compensatory damages for her time, emotional distress, other damages, and both plaintiffs' attorneys' fees. Virginia Knowlton Marcus, CEO of Disability Rights North Carolina, said in the press release, "The failure to provide blind students with timely, accessible course materials and career services not only harms their educational experience, it puts their future career and economic self-sufficiency at risk." Duke University, in particular, has previously been sued by Disability Rights NC regarding the inaccessibility of its course materials and has the responsibility to know better and to do better, Marcus said. Article written by Trent Brown, TBROWN, at newsobserver.com. From henshaws.org.uk, top tips for social distancing if you are blind or visually impaired. We keep hearing about social distancing and how it's going to become part of who we are and how we live for some time to come. Simple, some people say. Just be mindful and keep your distance. It's enforced in shops already, and as more places open up, it will be a big part of the plan. Simon, our senior rehab officer, who is visually impaired himself, says, "I struggle to walk down the road and not bump into my wife, who I trail to the side as a form of sight guide. How is this social distancing going to work?" He has put together his top tips on the subject here. Notice that this is English speak, not American speak. Getting out and about with social distancing. As both a VI rehab officer and person with low vision, I thought it would be useful to share what I'm going to do to follow social distancing guidelines. It's not definitive, but it will give you some ideas. Why do I want to get out and about? I've been at home now for 7 weeks, and I like to keep my independence. So the skills that I've learned and my self-confidence both need building back up. If you can't get out, how about practicing your skills at home? Get your long cane out and have a go around your home. Don't forget that you may need upper and lower body protection if you go in your garden, as things might have grown. So here are my 11 top tips for social distancing if you are blind or visually impaired. Tip 1. Don't be put off letting people know that you have a visual impairment. Sometimes we keep it quiet and don't want others to know. Well, now it's time for a change. Let it out of the bag. It took me ages to be comfortable letting others know, from admitting it to family all the way to long caning it through Piccadilly Station. The difference it makes when people know is amazing. Tip 2. If you've got a cane, use it. Keep it in view at all times. We tend to fold them away as soon as we can. I know not everyone knows what a white cane is, but most do. It makes you noticeable. That's why a symbol cane is called symbol, to let others know. Even if it's still in the drawer, you know the one, in the kitchen with all the other stuff in it, elastic bands, cellophane tape, etc. Get it out. Obviously, if you've not learned the skills you need, use the cane as a symbol cane, as in our video. Hot link. Tip 3. Take your cane even if you are with someone. Hold it to the side and make it obvious you are together and being guided. You could fold your long cane in half so you don't get tangled or kick it up into your face. Tip 4. If you're using your long cane, make it obvious you are using it. Keep your starting sweep obvious. Make sure your arc is wide enough. Sometimes we keep it tight as we learn to use a cane more efficiently. Using a bit of a three-point touch keeps it noisy. This is where you add an extra tap to check your shoreline. It will help people hear you coming. You could increase your arc width as long as you don't compromise your safety, for example, in a shop. Tip 5. To keep to the inner short line, away from the curb, and let others step out into the road. Make your path definite and confident, and at least there should be fewer aid boards locking the pavements at the moment. Yeah, that's a problem. Tip 6. If you think someone's too close, tell them you have a visual impairment and ask them whether they are at the correct distance. It will also help you to test the distance when you hear them answer. If they're not, it may prompt them to move away. Tip 7. If you don't own a symbol cane, the short one, you could buy one from the online RNIB shop. Alternatively, you could ask your local sensory team if they could supply you with one. You can see how to use the symbol cane in our video or get someone to watch and relate it back to you. Tip 8. There are lots of other ways to make yourself visible, such as a high visibility vest or sash. Some shops and venues use the sunflower lanyard to help identify hidden disabilities. You can read more about that on the RNIB's website. It depends on what you feel comfortable with. I often find that people realize I have low vision when my phone starts speaking to me. Or take your magnifier out with you. It may help visually explain to others. Tip 9, if you're using public transport, ring and book assistance if possible. Ring the bus company and ask, what can I expect on the bus, such as a new layout, etc.? I'll certainly be ringing up to find out the new system and what to expect if I go to any appointments in the future. Tip 10, one thing I'll be doing is assuming my hands need washing the minute I leave the door. I've really tried to get out of the habit of touching my face. That's easier said than done. If you can get the correct hand wipes or sanitizer, put it in your pocket. Tip 11, disinfect your cane handle, and the end of it too if it's been on the ground. It could have all the usual things on it you find on a pavement. Disinfect what you feel needs it, and when you've done, wash your hands too. Further support. We hope you found these top tips for social distancing useful. If you need any further guidance or would like to speak with one of our trained advisors, call us on 0300-222-5555 or drop an email to info@henshaws.org.uk. Please remember to keep up to date with current social distancing guidelines, which can be found on the government website. But above all, stay safe. Now, be aware that the government website is for the United Kingdom and not the USA. Here's another British article on Feelware from en.feelware.eu. Feelware C for electric cookers, hobs, and ovens. Retrofitted with Feelware knobs type C, electric cookers, hobs, and ovens become accessible for visually impaired people. Feelware C operating knobs were developed in close cooperation with visually impaired people. The Feelware offering provides baking and cooking with comfort and safety, easy learning with audible operating instructions, selection of home appliances, and easy retrofitting and assembly. Electric stove pictured with 6 Feelware C control knobs. The control knobs have a tactile symbol and large white numerals on a dark background. Feelware C control elements are compatible with most cooking appliances with rotary knobs, regardless of whether the knobs are fixed or retractable. The original knobs are simply replaced with Feelware operating knobs. Indulge yourself with the independence and comfort of Feelware C operating controls. Retrofit kits individually are fitted to your existing appliance. You are happy with your appliance, but operating it becomes difficult due to visual impairment. There is no reason to replace a functional appliance. Instead, you can retrofit it with Feelware to make it accessible. Accessible new appliances. Your appliance is defective or you want to enjoy the comfort of a modern appliance? Feelware is available in combination with selected new appliances. Feelware offers access to cooking appliances of every standard, no matter if you're looking for a solid, low-priced model or a high-performance appliance. Baking and cooking with comfort and safety. Tactile features on Feelware C operating knobs allow you to operate your appliance safely and precisely at any time. Switch off safely. The off position is marked with a wide bar. It allows you to find the off position safely. Mix-up proof. The shape of Feelware knobs for hob and oven are substantially different and be held apart easily. Additionally, every Feelware knob is equipped with tactile symbols on its face side, which display if the knob controls hob or oven. Quick and precise hob control. I think that means burner. While cooking, Feelware C control knobs help you answer the most important questions within seconds. Which boiling plate is controlled by which knob? Tactile symbols on the face side show which boiling plate is controlled by the respective knob. What power level is the boiling plate currently set to? A tactile spiral allows access to the current setting of a boiling plate immediately. Lengthy turning to the off position and counting of tabs is not required anymore. How can the power setting be adjusted? An embossed scale allows for fast and precise adjustments of the power setting from the current setting. This way you cook your dishes precisely and avoid overboiling and save energy. Selection of oven functions. Use all functions of your oven with the help of distinct and easy-to-learn tactile symbols. The whole range of functions of your oven is at your disposal with Feelware. Temperature settings of your oven. Intuitive symbols help you to set the temperature of your oven precisely. Frequently used settings, such as 160 degrees centigrade and 180 degrees centigrade, are displayed separately so that you can set them precisely. Easy learning with audible operating instructions. It is important to learn the usage of FeelWare C control knobs quickly and with joy, regardless of whether you use FeelWare with your existing appliances or with a retrofitted new appliance. FeelWare knobs come with audible operating instructions on a CD, which allows you to master the use of your appliance independently and self-determined. Tests have revealed that visually impaired people require 3 to 4 hours on average to learn the usage of an electric cooker, which is retrofitted with 6 FeelWare control knobs. The learning process is dependent on various personal factors and might take longer or shorter. The development of the audible operating instructions received the same attention as the development of the control elements because we believe that a product is only as good as the access to it. The audible instructions guide you slowly and in small steps to the usage of FeelWare control knobs. Additionally, a summary of every chapter is provided to support you with refreshing your knowledge without listening to the entire instructions. Selection of home appliances. The market for home appliances is extensive, and the sales channels are not suited for the needs of visually impaired people. Furthermore, many cooking appliances are equipped with touch-sensitive controls that are unfit for use by visually impaired people. Choosing a new appliance can be a lengthy and frustrating process for visually impaired people. In many cases, the search results not only in frustrations with the purchasing experience, but also with an appliance which does not fit the requirements of the customer. We have a good overview of the market of cooking appliances, and we understand the needs of visually impaired people. It is our pleasure to help you with the selection and supply of an appliance that satisfies your needs. Easy retrofitting and assembly. FeelWare C control knobs can be easily retrofitted by pulling the original knobs off and mounting the FeelWare knobs instead. Additionally, markers need to be mounted above certain FeelWare knobs. Pricing. You can find an overview of FeelWare products and services and their pricing at the hot link on the en.feelware.eu website. Newsletter. If you would like to stay up to date on FeelWare products, sign up for the FeelWare newsletter for relevant information about accessible home appliances for visually impaired people. There is also a hot link to sign up for the newsletter. 1.5 minutes isn't quite enough time to read the 5-page article on blind voting issues called Left Out, Blind Voters Fear Loss of Privacy with Shift to Voting by Mail. That was published on Monday, June 15th in the NNO on the front page of the Extra Extra Daily Bonus Edition. It was written by Christina A. Cassidy for the AP, and the dateline is Atlanta, Georgia. So I urge you to look that up online at the eedition.newsobserver.com. The first page of Extra Extra, the article is Left Out, Blind Voters Fear Loss of Privacy with Shift to Voting by Mail. Also be aware that there's a recall on for the extended release forms of metformin, the diabetes drug. I'm not the only one on that, and I know that not everyone has been notified of that recall. Contact your pharmacy for more details. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Call 919-832-5138 for comments and questions. So long until next time.